This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulil kareem. This video is the first in a series of short videos aimed at students of knowledge with some advice on how to deal with student burnout. And I've made these videos as a response to questions that I get quite often from my students at the Islamic Online University and other institutes, which is how do we deal with burnout? For those of you who don't know what this burnout is, when you first start studying Islam in your first year, you tend to go in with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of zeal, and a lot of passion. And so you just study and you study and you can do so much and you have so high aspirations and you think you can do it and you're just pushing yourself. And what's happening is as the months are going by, you find that the zeal is going down and the enthusiasm is going down. And by the second or third year of Islamic studies, many students go to this point in their lives where they feel like giving up. They feel like, that's it. I can't study Islam anymore. I'm not good enough. You know, let's leave this for somebody else. And the problem with this is that this is really the trap of Shaitan. Shaitan wants us to give up Islamic studies. But there are many ways to deal with it, because around the world, every year, there are people who are completing their Islamic studies despite wanting to give up at some point or another. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this over 4 short videos. I'm going to explain a few tips to help you deal with this kind of burnout. And these tips are coming from my experience and the experience of my friends and contemporaries, people I know who wanted to give up at some point or another, but they did not do so because they had something or the other motivating them to go forward. So for this first video, I'm going to talk from my own experience, my own point in my studies where I wanted to give up. I began studying Islam full-time at the age of 13. And by the age of 15 or 16, I was ready to pack it up and go back into secular studies and just give up with Islamic studies altogether. I really had actually quit for a day or two. I was like, that's it, it's over. I'm leaving at the end of the week and I'm never coming back. And that almost happened. But as you can see, it never happened. Alhamdulillah, it's been a good 12 years since that day. And alhamdulillah, I'm still studying Islam, teaching Islam, still involved in Islamic studies. So what happened? Well, I'm going to talk about one thing in this video that kept me going through that period. And that was, I had a goal. I had a long-term goal that I was working towards. And the only way to achieve that goal was to complete my Islamic studies. You see, this is where many people make a mistake. There are many people out there who, when they start studying Islam, they're not clear on why they are studying Islam. They may be studying just to get a degree. They may be studying because they didn't have anything else to study. They may be studying because they want to be called Sheikh or Molana. They want some kind of title. They may be studying because their parents wanted them to study Islam. I've met people who are studying for many of these weak reasons. And at the end of the day, they either ended up giving up or completing their studies and doing nothing with it. But those people I know who went on to complete their studies and to start making a difference in the world were those people who went in and started studying with a goal, with a reason, with a vision, with some long-term plans that they were working towards. For example, if you want to open up an Islamic institute or school in a country or city which doesn't have one, so that's a really amazing goal to have. But to achieve that goal, you are going to have to complete a degree in Islamic studies first. Or maybe you want to solve some contemporary fiqh issues. Well, you won't be able to do that without a degree in Islamic studies. Or maybe you want to contribute to the global revival of Islam, right? And you know that having a degree in Islamic studies will help you to do this in a much broader and bigger way. So what happens when you have these goals is that no matter how weak you are feeling, no matter how much you feel like giving up, you are not going to give up because you have something greater than you that you're working towards. It's not just completing your degree, but it's about something bigger that you want to do for the sake of Allah. And so this is the first thing that I want to mention for dealing with burnout, is to have high goals, have high aspirations, have a long-term vision, and make your degrees a necessary step towards achieving that goal. Make your degree a necessary step towards completing your vision. If you do this, then inshallah, when you feel like giving up, you won't give up, because you know that there's something bigger that you're working towards, and you are not going to give up on that goal. So this is the first of my advice on how to deal with burnout. I have a lot more coming up, inshallah, in the next few videos coming up in the upcoming days. With that, we'll close off for this. Remember, have high goals, have a strong vision. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.